Independent Auditor's Report to the Members of People with Disability Australia Limited. Letterhead, ESV, Business Advice and Accounting. Opinion. We have audited the accompanying financial report, being a general purpose financial report. Simplified disclosures of People with Disability Australia Limited, the company, which comprises the Statement of Financial Position as at the 30th of June 2023, the Statement of Profit or Loss and Other Comprehensive Income, the Statement of Cash Flows, and the Statement of Changes in Equity for the year ended on that date, notes comprising a summary of significant accounting policies and other explanatory information, and the Director's Declaration. In our opinion, the financial report of People with Disability Australia Limited has been prepared in accordance with Division 60 of the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission Act 2012, including a. giving a true and fair view of the entity's financial position as at the 30th of June 2024 and of its financial performance and cash flows for the year ended on that date, and b. 2. Complying with Australian accounting standards, simplified disclosures, and with Division 60 of the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission Regulation 2013. Basis of opinion. We have conducted our audit in accordance with Australian auditing standards. Our responsibilities under those standards are further described in the Auditor's Responsibilities for the Audit of the Financial Report section of our report. We are independent of the entity in accordance with the Auditor Independence Requirements of the Corporations Act 2001 and the Ethical Requirements of the Accounting, Professional and Ethical Standards Board's APES 110 Code of Ethics for Professional Accountants, including independent standards, the code, that are relevant to our audit of the financial report in Australia. We have also fulfilled our other ethical responsibilities in accordance with the code. In conducting our audit, we have complied with the independence requirements of the Corporations Act 2001. We confirm that the independence declaration required by the Corporations Act 2001, which has been given to the directors of People with Disability Australia Limited, would be in the same terms if given to the directors as at the time of this auditor's report. We believe that the audit evidence we have obtained is sufficient and appropriate to provide a basis for our opinion. Director's responsibility for the financial report. The directors of the entity are responsible for the preparation of the financial report that gives a true and fair view in accordance with Australian accounting standards, simplified disclosures, and the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission Act 2012, and for such internal control as the directors determine it necessary to enable the preparation of the financial report that gives a true and fair view and is free from material misstatement, whether due to fraud or error. In preparing the financial report, the directors are responsible for assessing the entity's ability to continue as a going concern, disclosing, as applicable, matters related to going concern, and using the going concern basis of accounting, unless the directors either intends to liquidate the registered entity or to cease operations or has no realistic alternative but to do so. The directors are responsible for overseeing the entity's financial reporting process. Auditor's responsibilities for the audit of the financial report. Our objectives are to obtain reasonable assurance about whether the financial report as a whole is free from material misstatement, whether due to fraud or error, and to issue an auditor's report that includes our opinion. Reasonable assurance is a high level of assurance, but is not a guarantee that an audit conducted in accordance with the Australian auditing standards will always detect a material misstatement when it exists. Misstatements can arise from fraud or error and are considered material if, individually or in aggregate, they could reasonably be expected to influence the economic decisions of users taken on the basis of the financial report. A further description of our responsibilities for the audit of the financial report is located at the Auditing and Assurance Standards Board website at www.auasb.gov.au/auditors_responsibilities/AR4.pdf. This description forms part of our auditor's report. Dated at Sydney on the 27th of September 2024. Signed by ESV Business Advice and Accounting and Travis Burns, partner. Footer. Level 13, 68 York Street, Sydney, New South Wales, 2000. Telephone, plus 612-9283-166. Email, admin@esvgroup.com.au. esvgroup.com.au. A member of TIAG, a worldwide alliance of independent accounting firms, a division of TAG Alliances. Liability limited by a scheme approved under professional standards legislation.